If you could go back 5 years or so and had the choice, knowing what's going to happen, knowing what you know now about everything that has happened, developing this game and stuff, would you do it all over again?
Yes, no doubt. No
Thank you.
question.
I just wanted to say, just as a comment, that despite all the complaining that a lot of us do, we really do appreciate all the work that you put into it. And well, we're still playing now, that which means a lot. This is the first game I've ever played for, oh God, it's almost 2 years now. Anyways, but that being said, why did you change this and that completely ruined the game?
Thanks. One of the just pass. I think it's really cool that certainly a good bunch of you guys have been playing for a very long time, and I think that's great. It makes me really happy. At the same time, I'm sometimes baffled when people say, I've been playing for a year and now I'm bored, or I'm fed up, and it's okay to not play the game forever. It's not necessarily, you don't necessarily have to play forever and ever. It's not like when you signed up to play, it's like, you will play Puzzle Pirates. I mean, in the case of the beta subscribers, yeah, they got a 2 year account, but it doesn't mean they have to play for 2 years, right? You spent $50 and you play it for a year or 6 months even, and you probably got your value there. And it's okay to play another game and maybe come back later and maybe not. So I don't, I think people, because they have obviously a tremendous emotional connection to the game, and I respect that, and I think it's great, but I don't, and I have to separate my own emotions about it. I mean, people say, oh, I'm going to leave because this sucks, or I'm fed up, or whatever the reason is. I have to step back myself and say, well, hold on a second, oh no, someone's leaving my baby, but actually, it's okay. That's not necessarily the end of the world. It's we've made a game that it's great that people seem to like to play for, something in the region of 10 months, 12 months, and that's fantastic. But it's we shouldn't expect more than that. To expect people to play for, 5 years or even 2 years is just, I don't think it's necessarily sensible, and it's sort of a weird thing that you get into the psychology that, leaving is because you've got the strong connections, it just means you're actually going to do something different.
I have a completely random question for you. Have you met the baby Nemo and was he crying?
I have met Baby Nemo, and he's very, very cute, and he wasn't crying at all. He was extremely well behaved. He looked a little bemused, and looked at us, and we looked at him, and it was proper kind of inspect the offspring occasion. But yeah, he wasn't crying. I guess then I hadn't posted any polls, so it was okay.
I did have one comment about the oh no, they're leaving my baby thing. When I accidentally deleted my account right before it happened, I got an email from Cleaver going, huh? And then question mark, and I was like, wow, Nemo noticed, or yeah, Nemo, Cleaver noticed that. And I was like, wow, cool. But of
Yeah, I
course,
read all the
yeah.
cancellation messages. I'm good at re
I fully blame myself, but yeah, it was kind of a silly. What I meant to do is I put in the credit card number or put in my credit card number, and I didn't want to get billed for an account that I don't actually have any characters on.
Yeah, I understand the confusion. A tragic tale, alas. Anything else?
I think Robert Donald has a question.
And then I think we can wrap it up.
All right, I've noticed that for a long time there are only two competitive games in the game, really, sword fighting and drinking. Are you, more oriented towards putting in competitive stuff now, since I've noticed you've put in hearts and spades and playing and stuff, or are you more interested in single-player puzzles?
It's an interesting question. It's a tough balance, right? I mean, certainly, yeah, Hearts of Spades, somewhat competitive. Hearts is a really bitchy game, actually. And Treasure Drop is kind of a competitive game, and well, I got my booty handed to me earlier, so yeah, there's certainly competition there. At the same time, there's a bit of a balance. I think we'll probably we may do some more table games. Just because we have a couple that are kind of nearly ready to go out. Well, not nearly ready to go out, but that we kind of like to put in. But I think the next thing in terms of our sort of cycle of development. Maybe going back and doing more stuff on the boat, pillaging, cooperative gameplay, because I think that's something that, you know, we really haven't touched for a very long time and could really do with some variation. So that would be more of back towards the, I mean, if not single player, but it won't be tourney based. But, you know, we'll go swings and roundabouts. I think the problem with competitive games, and you know, it's not a huge problem, but it's definitely there, is that they only work on for people who are either good or don't mind losing on a regular basis. And you know, there's a substantial portion of players who aren't good and object to losing, and they're not going to find a lot of fun there. So we certainly have to balance that out.
Okay. I think we've all questioned ourselves out here.
Oh, wait a second.
Somewhat question.
We've kind of been developing a bit of a sound pack, so if you could say just some random piratey things for sound clips.
Random piratey things? Arr! Avast scurvy bilge blubbers! I'll throw that in. And finish with a hearty thanks to everyone for coming out. That was good fun. I'm not going to give you that many more piratey sound bites. I think you already got me being piratey on the Yo-Ho-Ho, so you can take that.
Thanks. Yeah, that was great.
Thanks much for coming, Beaver.
Thank you.
Gotta say, you're brave to stick around for this long. Thanks for being here. It was great.
Grassy ass.
So come in, you're a good sport.
Hey, it's fun.
Yeah, double thanks for staying this long. I mean, this was, what, 4 times as long as we expected.
Well, you know, once I'd gone through all the setup and so on, I even bought a headset specially. So I guess I will have to come back just to reuse my my fine purchase here. And it's kind of fun. I've been meaning to try this out for forever and ever. So certainly I'm glad that we got... you guys dragged me finally into the world of internet voice communications, kicking and screaming from my green screen text to display.
Well, we kick out people that refuse to.
I blame Llama.
You didn't kick me out.
Yeah, but I wanted to use that excuse on Rugby later.
You just started rumors that I was actually a guy.
That's true.
Alright, kids, I'm going to go and pillage myself a little snack. That was really fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.